USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The U.S. and Western allies slammed Russia Friday for spreading propaganda, disinformation, and, quote, nonsense at the United Nations Security Council. Russian President Vladimir Putin has accused Ukraine of making biological weapons in cahoots with the U.S. American ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, suggested that Russia protests too much.
Russia has repeatedly accused other countries of the very violations it plans to perpetrate. We continue to believe it is possible that Russia may be planning to use chemical or biological agents against the Ukrainian people.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky made a video requesting direct talks with his Russian counterpart, but all signs indicate Putin is not ready to do so. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Four American soldiers were killed in an incident that is not related to the war in Ukraine. The four Marines were participating in a previously scheduled NATO exercise known as the Cold Response Drill when the Osprey aircraft they were traveling in crashed in a Norwegian town in the Arctic Circle. The Cold Response Drill began this past Monday and involves 30,000 troops from 27 countries. The cause of the crash is under investigation. The Dean of the House, Alaska Congressman Don Young, has died. He earned that title due to him being the longest-serving member of the U.S. House of Representatives, his first swearing-in taking place 49 years ago. Young's office said the 88-year-old Republican passed away as he was traveling home to the last frontier. Health authorities in China reported its first two COVID deaths since January of last year. The two mortalities were elderly with underlying health conditions. China has had a zero COVID strategy since the initial outbreak in Wuhan in 2019, involving lockdowns and mass testing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
There's a new COVID concern here in the States. USA Radio's John Hunt is in Washington.
A new surge in coronavirus infections in Western Europe has experts and health authorities on alert for another wave of the pandemic in the United States, even as the country has done away with most restrictions after a sharp decline in cases. Dr. Anthony Fauci.
We have to be careful that if we do see a surge as a result of that, that we're flexible enough to reinstitute the kinds of interventions that could be necessary to stop an additional surge.
In the past 2 years, widespread outbreaks like the one being seen in Europe has always been followed by a similar surge in the United States a few weeks later.
A European car maker has issued a recall in North America.
Volkswagen is recalling more than 246,000 SUVs in the U.S. and Canada because faulty wiring harnesses can make them brake unexpectedly sometimes while in traffic. The recall comes just days after the Associated Press reported that nearly 50 people had complained to U.S. safety regulators about the problem. Some reported nearly being rear-ended by other vehicles. Many reported that warning lights and alarms would go off, the driver's side windows would roll down, and the SUVs would suddenly brake while in traffic. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
The stars are expected to shine for a 10-hour telethon next weekend to benefit war victims in Ukraine. Stars in the House will air March 26th online, on YouTube, and on Sirius XM. Donations will benefit the International Rescue Committee. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Byrne.